We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
12:30 straight up. Let's talk some Patriots football with Gresham Keefe here on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. And know you can listen anywhere you can get an internet connection on the Odyssey app. Joining us now on the Harbor One hotline, it's Tommy Kern of NBC Sports Boston. He's brought to us by Zuti. Build any app your company needs in a week. Visit Zuti.com for details. And by Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Tommy Kern at 1-800-GET-HAIR. Tommy, Monday nighter, making us wait an extra day for this game that it feels like we've been waiting for in one way, shape, or form all season long. Tommy Kern, how do you view the Buffalo Bills?
I think they're good. I think they're a good team that is still, you know, it found its identity. It understood who it wanted to be under Sean McDermott. It was a tough team. It was a well-coached team. It was one that wasn't going to back down from the Patriots. And then as our guy Phil Perry has astutely pointed out this year, and as you watch the Buffalo Bills, they've kind of morphed away from being who they appeared to be once they added Stephon Diggs and once Josh Allen became the thrower and the dependable player when he put the ball in the air that he's become. So now they're a little bit more finessey, which is an interesting morph. And that, I think, isn't exactly probably the way that Sean McDermott and Brian Daboll had it drawn up when they took jobs in Western New York.
How do you assess the win over the Titans? Just because no Derrick Henry, no A.J. Brown, no Julio Jones, clearly it's not as big of a test for the defense as it normally would be, but still an impressive, easy victory over a team that's really well coached and going into it was the top seed in the conference.
I guess, you know, as with everybody else, there's all those caveats to attach to it. But week in and week out, while the Bills lose to Jacksonville or Tennessee loses to the Jets and the Dolphins prior to the Patriots, you look at the Patriots and every time they get in with one of these teams that we attach caveats to, they still demolish them. I mean, they won by 23 points. Did they look great? Is 270 yards rushing against you a good thing? Absolutely not. Did Mac Jones have, you know, his almost weekly spurt of two drives where you're like, what's he doing? What's going on there? Yeah, he did. But when the level of play doesn't deviate because the team is so, and this to me, see if you guys agree with this, the level of play doesn't really deviate because they're so good on all three levels, they take advantage. And the beginning of the game was a great example. You get a run game stop, you get a third down sack, you get a punt return mistake by the other team, they punt it again, you get 32 yards, you have a well-engineered drive between performance and scheme, and it's 7-0. And it's just boom, 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 they hit you on all three fronts.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tommy. I know that the phrase complimentary football gets thrown around a lot because you just want your – I think for a lot of fans, the simple answer is, yeah, just go get a quarterback and throw for 350 yards and you'll be fine and okay. When in reality, some of those teams can win, but they're not as consistent. And to me, that's the amazing part of this run that the Patriots are on. And, yes, they've caught some breaks along the way in terms of injuries and things like that. But we're seeing – consistent complementary football across the board. Is that the coaching or the Jimmys and the Joes?
I think it's the coaching initially, and then it's the understanding that filters down. And this actually gets to one of those, you know, nits that I like to pick that has become in vogue, which is grading coaches based upon fourth and one decisions that are made relative to down and distance and time in the game. And, you know, I saw, I think it was Aaron Schatz, who works his ass off, who works with Football Outsiders. And he said, you know, I'd like to give Bill Belichick a coach of the year vote, but he's made so many bad decisions on fourth down this year, I find it hard for me to do that. And again, Aaron works his ass off. He has a lot of numbers that he can present that prove things. But that's where stats and then and analytics should be viewed as a tool and not a rule. And that's because if you have a complementary team, if you have a good defense and you're going against an ass quarterback with a group of players who aren't that good, well, then you punt on fourth and five from their 47 maybe, because you're pretty sure that the defense is going to stop Ryan Tannehill or Baker Mayfield or whoever else, because you have a complementary team, and then your special teams is going to get it back for you. So a long tangent, but it's undervalued, Gresh, just like you were kind of stating.
Now, you ran a Twitter poll for your Quick Slant show. Has Mac Jones gotten too much love for his performance so far? And the three options were, yes, it's been a bit much, the love level is appropriate, and no, he's actually been underrated. I haven't found anybody that's underrated him, but where do you come down on your own question, Tom?
I think it's an appropriate level of love. I think there is a now that the national media has descended upon Mac like ants on a popsicle stick, we're past that stage. Okay, we're into the comfort stage, and he is still, you know, in the honeymoon with the national media, who is noticing that he's accurate, he makes great reads before the play, he takes care of the ball, all that stuff that we said that he had to do in June, July, and August that he's done, that we've seen. Now the national media is on board too, and the team's 8-4. So I think we're getting some reverb and feedback from our local media, whether it be this station, the other station, television programs that I'm on, where people just recoil at the conversation around Mac Jones and are now trying to zang while everyone else is zinging and saying, well, he's not that good. Is he really that good? I mean, he missed Hunter Henry. Did you see that, everyone? Mm-hmm. Josh Allen does that four times a friggin' game. So to me, if you keep it measured and say that he's playing outstanding football for a rookie, but not MVP-level football, then I think you're in the safe lane.
Yeah, Tommy, it's interesting because it's almost like we've forgotten that he's a rookie. And Keith and I kind of talked about, you know, if you look at what would be right now the 14 playoff quarterbacks in the AFC, you have Mahomes and then a bunch of guys with a lot of questions. So has Mac Jones elevated the way we should look at him from being a rookie to maybe like a Joe Burrow or someone like that who's a first or a second-year player? Has he laid down enough foundation that we can, I don't want to say move the goalposts a little bit, but start to look at him a little differently and say, okay, rookie mistakes are no longer accepted from this guy?
Yeah, I think you can. There are rookie mistakes that are in there to be made, and there may be some of them next week against Buffalo, which is so good on defense and so fast. So there are rookie mistakes yet to be made that we haven't seen yet, but it's too long a level of accuracy and acumen for us to excuse anything like, say, for instance, his first drop back of the season where he pirouetted and threw it backwards. That's never going to happen again.
Right.
I mean, think about that. So you've gotten to that point. You know, you look at a Josh Allen playoff game in 2000, I think it was 19, might have been 18. He's sprinting downfield against Houston. He tries to throw it backwards over his head in the lateral in overtime.
Yeah, that was 19.
That's not going to happen.
That was his first playoff game. Yeah, that was not
so
great.
That stuff's gone.
Yeah.
You know, so you're not going to get a 40-yard run out of Mac, but you're also not going to get absolutely cement-headed decision-making either.
Hypothetical, Tom, Mac Jones for Josh Allen, who says no?
I think I'd... Again, Phil and I spend so much time attached at the hip that I think he might have infected me here, because I was going to say Josh Allen, then I heard Phil saying, no, he's not. No, don't do it. I think I'm going to say Josh Allen.
So you would rather have Josh Allen? I worded the question very poorly, so I just wanted to make sure it's clear. Yeah, I'm with you. I'd rather have Josh Allen too, but that's not an insult. I think Josh Allen's one of the five or six best quarterbacks.
Yeah, I would rather try and rein in the wild stallion that is Josh Allen,
right?
And than rely on. Look, again, a brilliant, incredibly accurate, definitely extremely tough football player who kind of has average velocity, and is always going to have kind of average velocity. We're going to find out, over the next month and a half, whether or not that is an issue when it gets windy and he has to throw some wind cutters, because that to me is the one thing where I look at Mac Jones and say, oh boy, that was up there a long time. Or wow, I thought that throw would have gone in there a little faster. I mean, he's got it. He can throw harder than, most humans, but NFL level, it's just not what I call an electric arm.
What is so special about Josh Allen?
I mean, everything. He's what you would want in a quarterback. He's big. He's strong. He's fast. He proved last year he could be accurate. I think he could do literally everything on the field, and if you coach him up, you see the difference. So I think the question might be, what's not special about Josh Allen?
He's Ben Roethlisberger running a 4.5.
Yeah. Have we ever thought Ben Roethlisberger was great?
Probably, I would hope so.
Probably going to the Hall of Fame.
I mean, he won two Super Bowls. What he did in the 2008 Super Bowl was ridiculous. And he's a great example. You talk about a talented player who, by his own way he operates, and it took him a long time for the light to go on in many ways, on and off the field, and the system he was in. I mean, just wander around back there for a while, Ben, and let people hang off you and then throw it to one of those receivers. People are, why are they so good, the receivers? Because they get to jog around for 5 seconds before Ben picks one out.
Tommy Curran, he's with us on the Harbor One Hotline and is with us each and every week. He'll also be with us on NFL Sunday as well. Tommy, thank you, friend. We appreciate it. We'll catch you on Sunday.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Tom.
Actually, I just screwed up. We don't have an NFL Sunday this Sunday because
make it Monday.
It's 6 to 8:20 on Monday. Right. That's right. I'm so used to the algorithm of the season. That's like, okay, here we go on Sunday.
Now there's no Sunday games all of a sudden.
No, that's right. Yeah, what a weird, I know we've talked about how the Bruins, it was like, play a game and then take a week off.
Yeah.
And now it goes from Thursday to Sunday to Monday to Saturday back to Sunday again, and I don't think the Jacksonville or Miami games are necessarily going to be flexed, but then again, you never know, right? Like, if the Patriots are, I wonder if they're going to mess around with maybe if the Patriots need a win in the last game of the season to get the number one seed.
Maybe.
Do they mess with that one a little
bit? I feel like the way, without looking at the schedule, wouldn't you guess that the AFC West and AFC North might even have a play-in game or a division-winning game? It might come down to that for them over Patriots-Miami. But, the fact that they didn't move the Titans game, you're like, all right, they're going to probably do something with that Colts game, which they did. So, I don't know, would they put both Bills games in primetime?
I don't think so.
Because Monday night you already got it, so I think they probably wouldn't with Sunday.
Right. And I think you nailed it, is that what is sort of that playoff landscape with 2 weeks to go?
There's probably a play-in game, and even if it's the crap, who wins the – I guess the NFC East is better this year. But usually there's if there's one spot for grabs, or even if in the NFC, two 500 teams fighting for the wild card, they'd still put that one on.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Is it division or seeding for the playoffs?
Yeah.
And of course, the networks get to protect games and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. The Boston Celtics are back tonight, but could there be an issue brewing in the locker room? We present the evidence for you to analyze next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.